Retired postal worker Matthew Kang is the Sonoma County contact person for anyone wanting to find out about the ancient Chinese practice called Falun Gong.
It improves inside and out, and mind and body. It makes me more calmer person, more rational, and then my physical body gets healthier and healthier.
There are hundreds of practitioners around the Bay Area, but tens of millions in China. Enzo Goa was a high school student there in 1998 when he saw what Falun Gong had done for his parents.
My mother's breast tumor, my father's kidney stone were completely cured without any medical treatment. This kind of miracle happened to a lot of families.
But he was equally attracted to the values that are part of the practice.
The values of Falun Gong is truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. It taught people to be a good person, to be a better person. These values truly blossomed in my heart. I just think being a good person is nothing wrong, so I persist to do it.
When Falun Gong was popularized in China in the early 1990s, it was encouraged by the Chinese Communist Party. But that changed abruptly in 1999, says Matthew Kang.
Falun Gong practitioners, we're not interested in any political movements, policies, and anything. We are follow all the regulations and laws and are doing all good things. But the Communist Party government, they paranoid about this popularity.
And Enzo and his family were caught up in the crackdown.
Several thug-like policemen broke into our house and turned everything upside down. They're trying to search so-called evidence that we're practicing Falun Gong. So they robbed all our properties. Finally, they asked me if I was practicing Falun Gong. I said yes. And then I was taken into custody immediately. My mother was also thrown into the jail. And later, my mom was tortured into a coma.
Although Enzo believed he was, in his words, one step from losing my life, he was instead released and allowed to return to his university studies. Graduating as a physics major, he drifted to Shanghai, where he found work with Agilent, an engineering position that brought him to California briefly in 2006.
I was so excited to see how people can live in this great country. I remember that in the early morning, I visited Stanford campus. I saw Falun Gong practitioners over there. And then I was immediately burst into tears. I just started to realize how happy people can be if they have freedom.
Back in Shanghai 2 years later, he was shocked to get an ominous call from the police.
At first, they didn't tell me why they called me. They just said, could you please come to our station? And that just raised red flag in my head. That night, I immediately booked the ticket. And within 36 sleepless hours, I transited in South Korea, and then I arrived in New York City, and I suddenly realized I was finally free.
Enzo subsequently sought and received political asylum here. He works for Agilent in Santa Rosa now and became a naturalized U.S. citizen earlier this year. He also advocates against the ongoing suppression of Falun Gong in China, especially the reported horrors of trafficking and transplanting human organs harvested from jailed practitioners. More about that tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.